Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's a chill in the air. That's our top story this morning.
Oh, yes. It is cold out there, and it's going to stay that way for a little while. Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff joins us live with the forecast. Danny, what can we expect this weekend?
Well, this weekend we do have rain in the forecast. Temps are cold this morning. We had our first official freeze at 31 last hour. And, we do have rain in the forecast coming up, starting late tonight, but the best chance will be during the day tomorrow and into about the noon hour on Sunday.
Thank you so much, Danny. Finally, the city of Ennis is back to normal operations today. KRLD's Kristen Yates has the latest on a story we've been following all week.
The boil water notice was lifted for the city of Ennis yesterday evening. Though several tests earlier this week had deemed the water free of contaminants, city officials had been wanting several more clean results before they lifted the notice. This had been going on since Sunday's massive water main break, though it only took a few days for repairs to be completed. Ennis ISD has kept schools closed this entire week, making it an unintentionally long Thanksgiving break for their students. Classes are back in session today, though. And as city leaders have said this week, they do plan to address their city's aging infrastructure in hopes that this doesn't happen again. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
During a heated House hearing on the assassination attempt against Donald Trump, tempers flared between Secret Service Acting Director Ronald Rowe and Republican Congressman Pat Fallon from Frisco.
I'm not asking you that. I'm asking you, Congressman, if you were the special agent in charge.
To show respect
you not.
For a Secret Service member that died on 9/11.
Oh, that you're trying to be.
Do not invoke 9/11 for political purposes.
I'm invoking this.
You are, sir.
Gentlemen, you are out of line.
Fallon held up a blown-up photo from this fall's 9/11 commemoration in New York, attended by both Trump and Joe Biden. He accused Roe of jeopardizing the president's safety by positioning himself behind Biden and Kamala Harris for a photo op, rather than leaving the spot to the special agent in charge. The House hearing was on lapses of security by Secret Service and their vow of culture change.
Well, we've been updating this story all week as well. Arlington ISD has now placed three employees on administrative leave who were implicated in the so-called pay-to-pass scandal. This week, the Texas Education Agency announced that 49 North Texas teachers were allegedly involved in the scheme. Supposedly, an aspiring teacher who failed their certification exam would pay someone to take it again to get a passing grade. Many of our school districts in North Texas are confirmed to have teachers who participated in the scheme, but it's up to each district to decide whether to keep the teachers on the job while the investigation plays out.
Fort Worth is getting a new city manager, but there's some controversy around it.
Longtime city manager David Cook announced his plan to retire in February of 2025. The city put out a search for someone to take over the job. They have announced that the only finalist for the position is a former deputy city manager. Jay Ciampa has run his own consulting firm for nearly 3 years, but before that, he was the deputy city manager in Fort Worth from 2020 to 2022 and has previous work experience with the city in economic development. The full city council will vote on hiring him next week. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The NTSB closes the books on a crash that happened in Wise County a couple years back.
A final report says a series of events led to a twin-engine plane losing power and crashing in a field near Decatur in November of 2022. 57-year-old Tony Featherstone of Sanger was killed. He had just taken off and was about 30 miles from the airport when things started going wrong. According to the NTSB, the right engine of the plane was out of oil and seizing. The left engine was running out of fuel, and before Featherstone could switch fuel tanks, the left engine died completely. Then the right engine seized. The plane crashed in a rugged field. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
So NASA still isn't ready to go back to the moon for the first time in more than 50 years. It's announced that it's delaying everything for another year. The Artemis II mission is now delayed until 2026. Artemis III, with humans on board, wouldn't go up any time before the mid of 2027. NASA's CEO says there are still a lot of technical issues with the spacecraft heat shield. He also says that extra time will let NASA work on environmental control and life support systems on the craft.
Yeah, it sounds like something you might need, a life support system.
Mm-hmm.
So your news continues for the on-time experts. And as the Cowboys get ready for a Monday night matchup with the Bengals, we're learning of another tough injury break for the Cowboys, this time on the offensive line.
A rough road for the Dallas Cowboys ahead as legend Zach Martin will finish the year on the sideline due to a season-ending ankle injury. Comments from the man himself.
Yeah, it's been something that I've been dealing with and you know, constantly getting worked on and trying to get it as healthy as I can Sunday to Sunday. So it's a frustrating deal, right? I mean, I would love to go out there and finish the year and, you know, play at a high level. But right now, the important thing is to go out there and get healthy.
From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Following breaking news this morning on KRLD, Dallas Fire Rescue crews are working a large fire near the High Five in Dallas. If you're driving in that area, Richardson, North Dallas right now, no doubt you see it. The fire is reported at a storage unit building on Goldmark. It's just off to the west side of 75 and just to the north of 635. There are several crews on the scene.
The shocking killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson has put executives of other health insurance companies on edge. News Nation's Brian Inton spoke with David McNichols, the former CEO of Aetna Health.
Are you surprised Brian didn't have security?
I am. Now, Brian headed one of the largest unit of United Health Group. I'm certain that Andrew Witte, who is the CEO of United Health Group and to whom Brian reported, he has security with him 24 hours a day. I'm a little surprised that Brian didn't, but you're in Midtown Manhattan. You're at a very high class hotel. You're not going to run into random violence. And so he likely thought it was unnecessary.
McNichols also says many other industry executives have security because of threats and that Thompson was well-liked.
News Radio 1080 KRLD is the station in DFW for market and business updates. We check in for Trajan Wealth with KRLD business analyst David Johnson.
Well, John, we look back at the week on Wall Street. It's been just a normal week. We had martial law that came about in a major political ally. The French government failed corporate assassination on the streets of the U.S. city. Then there was that tsunami that was headed for a while toward the most populous state in the country. The Syrian rebels are about to topple the government. We had a blindside, perhaps precedent-setting pardon in D.C. And we had fresh new all-time highs of the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ. You know, what can they throw at us that we haven't seen before? As we sit, The NASDAQ's up 2.5% for the week. S&P's up 0.7%. And a handful of stocks pushed the Dow into negative territory for the week, but it's only down 0.3%. Now, all that could change in a few minutes. Probably will, one way or another, because the most important numbers of the week are about to be released. These are the employment numbers. And, of course, these are the last rounds of numbers that the Fed will see before their all-important Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting coming up, when they're expected to cut interest rates by 0.25%. Right now, we're looking for non-farm payroll growth to bounce back to 200,000. I say bounce back because last month we had those two hurricanes, we had the Boeing strike, and we had only 12,000 job gains. So we're looking for 200,000. We're expecting the unemployment rate to rise to 4.2%. Average hourly earnings supposed to be down a little bit, 0.3%. But like I say, we'll find out all of that in a few minutes. And then later on this morning, the consumer sentiment survey. Then we've got the last round of Fed speakers. They go into a quiet period before the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting. So we have five speakers that we're going to hear from. Crude's down 66 cents at $67.64. Gold's up $10.40, $26.54.80. Interest rates are flat. If the Dow opened right now, we'd be down 39. The S&P would be down 3. The NASDAQ up 10. We'll be back with the numbers in a few minutes. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thanks so much, David. And so we're following this breaking story out of far north Dallas, where there is a fire at a storage facility just off to the west of 75, just north of 635. Several fire crews from Dallas Fire Rescue are on the scene, and we have seen the smoke billowing and continuing to grow over the last few minutes on the KRLD traffic cameras.
It's 727 at KRLD. Another auto retailer has announced a recall of vehicles. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Honda is recalling more than 205,000 SUVs in the U.S. The recall involves a possible fuel leak issue resulting from filler neck tube and pipe separation. Vehicles affected by the recall are 2023 through 2025 Passport and Pilot vehicles.
A 137-101 blowout over the Wizards last night for the Dallas Mavericks. They keep the ball rolling.
After now their sixth consecutive win and 10th of their last 11 matchups, Mavs head coach Jason Kidd spoke on what's working for Dallas right now.
You know, just the rhythm, I think, of the game. The energy is at a high right now, and guys are settling into their roles and playing their roles at a high level.
On the 24-hour news center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Get ready for holiday fun. Tomorrow, head to Clyde Warren Park starting at 4 for live performances, festive food trucks, and Santa himself. And at 6, the Mayor's Tree, which is 52 feet tall with 37,000 sparkling LED lights and 4,000 ornaments. It's going to be lit for the first time this season. Park CEO Kit Sars says they'll also honor Hanukkah later this month.
On December 26th, we're lighting a big pink menorah in the park that will be up for the duration of Hanukkah.
Tomorrow's tree lighting goes on, rain or shine.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.